And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Immigration and Customs Enforcement just posted the busiest month in the agency's history. Homeland Security says ICE arrested nearly 51,000 people in August, narrowly beating July's record, which had already beaten June's. That's three record months in a row, and Homeland Security's Marquane Mullen called it promises made and promises kept. And something else worth our attention is that the government's own July data showed fewer than half of those arrested had a criminal conviction on a pending charge. So the worst of the worst framing only covers parts of that number. Speaking of ICE, an Oregon teenager who prosecutors say planned to murder ICE officers will serve essentially no time for it. 19-year-old Raiden Coleman pleaded guilty this week to two counts of unlawfully manufacturing a destructive device, and a Columbia County judge handed him 75 days in jail, which he had already served, plus 3 years of probation and $550 in fines. 13 other charges disappeared in the plea deal, including attempted domestic terrorism. Those were the charges covering what prosecutors say he actually did, which was write a manifesto, build an arsenal of Molotov cocktails, and make payments on a rifle set to arrive the day after his arrest. He also told acquaintances he intended to behead ICE agents and use the heads to recruit followers for a separatist country called Cascadia. The district attorney's office won't explain why the terrorism charges went away. That manifesto is a reminder that ideology is what turns a grievance into a plan, which is roughly the argument playing out in Austin. The Texas State Board of Education gave preliminary approval this week to a rewrite of high school social studies standards requiring students to identify the September 11th attacks as motivated by radical Islam rather than pinning them narrowly on Al-Qaeda. Students would also study early Islam through Muhammad's military campaigns against Jewish and Christian tribes and the teaching of the jihad. Texas already teaches the rise of radical Islamic terrorism, so what's actually new here is the balance. And while Texas is arguing over what to write down, in Massachusetts, 12 people are trying to settle something no curriculum could answer for them. A preliminary jury has deliberated about 30 hours over 5 days and twice told the judge it cannot reach a verdict for Lindsey Clancy. The mother who killed her three children in January 2023. Cora was 5, Dawson was 3, and Callan was just 8 months old. Clancy, a labor and delivery nurse, doesn't deny it, and her attorneys argue postpartum psychosis left her unable to control what she did, while prosecutors say she acted deliberately and got her husband out of the house first. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.